Hi, this is Sean.
And this is Ely.
And this is Patrick.
And we are Bloodwire.
Yeah.
And this is our podcast, episode 4, take 2.
You know, Sean, I used Google Translator to translate Bloodwire Uber Alles, but I can't remember about what Bloodwire is in German. So,
what?
Sorry.
Blutbier.
Blut something. It didn't sound very ominous,
yeah.
The wire thing.
In Chinese, it's 血线.
Overall?
Huh?
How do you say overall in Chinese?
Overall.
Like above all.
血线, das ni. It means hit you to death.
Yeah.
I don't really think that. Yeah, we're fairly humble, but I just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah. I don't want to go into the hater part. So.
Don't even start.
I'll have to do some more bleeping.
Become a bitter old woman.
I have to do some bleeping of Ely.
She's bitter almonds, which is also the main ingredient in cyanide. So watch out.
You have a wealth of information. The last time our first take of this podcast. What did you contribute?
I don't remember.
The first take of this podcast was done with liquid courage, and the engineer forgot, or for some reason, set a punch out point for the recording. So the recording stopped in the middle of one of Ely's record reviews. So we had
and we
decided
were
to redo the whole thing.
Too
over.
Drunk to realize it.
Yeah.
Well, you two were too drunk. I didn't know.
I don't think we were too drunk.
I don't think I was
but
drunk.
Enough.
I was just excited to get going and make this happen, and I just failed.
And and actually, we weren't drinking, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had some great drinks, and maybe we'll do that in the
maybe next time.
Definitely, we'll.
We
do
just
that
have
next
to get
time.
Over this podcast because this is our second take, and it kind of sucks to have to do it over. Because
you mean it kind of beeps to have to do it over.
Yep. So what happened to that song, Bella? We had a song that we premiered in episode 2 that was called Bella, and we wanted some help figuring out a better name for that.
And we got quite a few suggestions. Thank you very much to everyone who made suggestions. That was very nice.
And the winner is A Crashing Sound, at least for now.
Yeah.
And whose submission was that?
Some in Vermont said it.
Vermont?
Yes. Our good friend Andrew.
Yes.
Oh, so I've never met Andrew.
You will, because he'll be coming out to visit at some point.
That would be awesome.
But thanks, Andrew. And
We're going with that.
For now, yeah.
For now.
I liked it from the very beginning, so.
Yeah, so far it's winning over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We did some more recording of a song.
A new song.
Yeah, and it was called Gothic Waltz.
The sketch name.
The sketch was called Gothic Waltz, and we may need help later on coming up with a name. I can't remember if we had a good name.
Because we're just too darn lazy.
Although that's one name that...
It's too gothy
it's
for
so
me.
So absurd that I kind of wouldn't mind seeing it end up on the record.
It is funny enough. But it is.
But it doesn't sound like a waltz.
And it isn't very gothy.
Right.
So it's.
That's all the more reason.
But it is in 6/8, so we got our one song with a different time signature, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Over this holiday weekend, I did another inventory of the songs, and this time I actually came up with the idea of plotting out all the BPMs, and that
for
helped
you beat matchers.
Yeah, so we've got something in each, 10 or 12 BPM. There's a song that fits somewhere in there. So that was a fun little exercise.
It was pretty cool. You graphed it, and there's a BPM spectrum. Or is it spectra?
He's very nerdy that way.
Yeah. Dig it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are missing a song around somewhere between 90 and 110. So,
which is my heart rate when you walk in the room, Sean.
And so I found a sketch that was 100. So I'm building that up. And then we had another one that was around 95 or so. So we're going to use that. And it fills out our spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder what the average and the mean BPM are for all those songs. Maybe we'll have those for the listeners at the next podcast.
I'll get to work on that. Patrick has a new job. He's cheating on the band.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you care to explain?
Do you want me to lead it in?
Yes, go ahead, Sean.
He's Patrick's playing drums for some friend of ours.
I'm playing a couple shows with some friends of ours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're called Strip Mall Architecture. And if you haven't heard the name, that's probably because it used to be called Hello, and they've changed their name to Strip Mall Architecture, at least for this sort of subgenre of their brand of brilliance. And they have two shows lined up so far. The first one is going to be in LA, and unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. But it's Saturday,
kind of a
July
bummer.
19th. Hopefully this podcast will be posted before that show. And that's at Club Violaine in LA somewhere. And then they're coming up to San Francisco August 13th. And we'll definitely be there for that.
Yeah.
At the Café du Noird.
Yes. And that's with French Disco and
Foxtail Super Salt.
Summer. Foxy Summer Salt. No.
Fru Fru Foxes and Summer
Fruit
Salt.
Fruitvale BART station.
Yeah. What is it for real?
Foxtail
Summer Salt.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
And I don't know.
I think it is Foxtail Summer Salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
a cool name, though.
They're exquisite, and we'll put a link to them in our show notes. Yeah. And so, how's that going?
It's going well. We've had a couple rehearsals, and it's a whole new ball game for me. not really, actually. I've played with robots before, and not them as robots. I'm talking about computers and CDs and stuff. So I've done that with you.
So you have backing tracks and stuff that you have to
play along to.
And a click that's like constant or there most of the time or something.
Right. So I only hope to live up to the high standards that they've already established as Hello. So. Or get close to it. Them.
And mm-hmm. I forgot what I was going to throw in there.
But, About the shows?
Yeah, so we've been actually integrating more electronics in the Bloodwire set because we started off just acoustic set playing to the backing track. So we now have some triggers and we've got them working. And so we're going to be integrating that into our live setup to have...
You're talking about drums?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Fewer robots, more humans.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
And I'm going to get those big crazy sculptures from like Depeche Mode's Music for the Masses tour. And I can just pretend to hit it and that part will be on tape, or I'll pretend to hit it and Patrick will really be hitting the pad that makes the sound.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
I had a note here that we were going to discuss one of Patrick's old bands.
Which one?
That we were in the car last week or week before, and we were listening to English Beat came on.
Oh, yeah. With,
Save It for Later.
It was it Save It for Later?
Fist and Crawl.
No, Save It for Later. And then the song I also mentioned was Best Friend by the English Beat. I was in a band in high school where I cut my teeth playing alternative rock drums, and we played cover songs by The Cure, The English Beat, The House Martins, The Smiths.
All the good stuff.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
R.E.M.
The Cult.
That was when they were cool, though.
Yeah, it was. Actually, I don't think we played any R.E.M. songs. We played all those other songs, and it was
Radio for Europe or something.
It was a great way to learn how to not play like the drummer from
like Rush.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've never been paid more since then.
Yeah, and it's tempting, isn't it?
It is. I know of other folks who've gone on to play in cover bands even at this stage in life. And
there's the sudden, they're making a lot of money.
Just played for 500 people and I made tons of money. But anyhow.
Yeah, I just read an interview on the Notwist, which is actually now my pick for what I'm listening to most. And they're actually in a Dixieland band with their dad, the Archer brothers. So it was saying how they like to do that to turn them, you know, turn off the rock and roll side and just have to play music. And so they have this, you know, world famous alternative band, and then they go and play Dixieland music with their pop.
Cool. So,
thought that was really neat.
I've always imagined playing in a little jazz combo when I'm gray, maybe when I'm more wrinkly.
I imagine doing more ambient music so I can just kind of hit the space bar and go to sleep and then pretend that I'm doing something. And then kind of just like pick my nose the way Ely's doing right now.
What about you, Ely? What sort of music do you imagine playing on the side? Because, of course, we'll still be in Bloodwire and grinding that. But, yeah, when you're old and...
I don't know.
Nearly catatonic.
I don't know. I didn't think about that. You'll have to ask me later. I don't know.
Undoubtedly some kind of math-oriented music.
Oh, come on now. Getting back to that.
That are... Everly Brothers covers with your dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
With pops.
Yeah. I like to sing with my sister more because we used to harmonize a lot when we were kids. I miss that. You know, it's one thing to...
They used to rock the Mariah Carey.
That's... Yeah. Although I could never hit the high notes, but, you know, you do what you can.
Yeah. When you're driving around and crazy teenager... All there is.
Mm-hmm.
Ely and Patrick went to a show to see Swerve Driver. How was that?
Did you look at me again? It was really good. Patrick's convinced that I don't like Swerve Driver, which is not true.
I'm convinced that I'm their only fan, I think.
They were really good. I like them better live than... Yeah,
it was definitely...
Yeah, they put on a good show.
And the Fillmore was packed with people that would agree with you.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty full. It was good to see them. It was definitely a nostalgia trip, but I love that band, and they played well, and they just kicked back and played their songs really well. I've seen them before in the 90s, and
I barely
remember.
You introduced me to them, so it was new for me, but it's good.
Inspiring. Are we going to have some Swerve Driver epics?
Potentially, probably. I would say at least half of our songs will be that way from now on.
And the rest, we're going to try to sound like Flight of the Conchords.
So. Oh, my.
It's joke rock from here on out.
Yeah.
We all went to see a terrible movie. And it's really sad.
Aww.
It's called The Happening. And it's by the once great Shyamalan.
I still think he's great. It's just maybe he was in a rut.
Yeah.
I still look forward to his future films. But The Happening, something happened.
Problem...
I think he got in trouble with his Coke dealer.
Uh-oh.
He had to bust out some product right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the whole time, you explained.
Oh, the print that we saw wasn't cleaned up very well. And every scene that had sort of non-essential dialogue in it, you could see the microphone popping down from the top of the screen.
The boom mic, yeah.
One scene I actually saw where Zooey Deschanel's talking and you can see the edge of the set. And you can see like the lighting rig and everything above that. Another one where there was like a tarp or a canvas blocking out the sun. And that was just amazing that they had that stuff in there.
At first I thought it was maybe an accident or something. Or at one point we thought maybe it was on purpose. Because it happened so many times.
There's going to be some Hitchcockian twist.
Yeah, like his twist would be that we're watching him make a really shit movie.
But it was really distracting, so it was frustrating. Very frustrating. And
besides it being a terrible movie.
Yeah. And
and Patrick actually saved the day by asking for our money back, which was great.
Mm-hmm. I was indignant.
We had a double teamer, so Patrick was bad cop, and I was the good cop, and Ely was like
standing on the side next to that gigantic Hulk, pretending that I didn't know you two.
Move along.
nothing to see here.
I walked right up and said, "You have done me an injury, sir." You know, it was a girl.
You've kicked me in the crotch.
That's what they said in the old days.
Oh.
It makes me wonder if that happens a lot, if that's happening more than I know.
I have a feeling that there's people out there who go to see movies in a different theater and they say, "I hated it. You have to."
And what are they going to do? They're going to have to give their money back, right?
There's probably a policy in place.
Oh.
Because there were technical issues with that print that should not have been really. Amount of money we pay. Oh my God.
But it was probably the hottest damn day of the year. So it was nice great to get out of there. The sun. And
we still have those free passes that we got.
Oh, they didn't actually give us our money back. Well, it's another free movie, which I want to see, WALL-E or something.
Yep. That's it.
Well, then.
Okay. It's a great podcast. I'll try to get this up in time.
Short and sweet.
It's probably longer than you think.
Yeah, because we were just jabbering for a long time.
Yeah, but...
But thanks for listening.
Good night.
Kind of out of it, so...
Well,
hopefully next time we'll be a little bit more energetic and we'll have more things to say.
Yep. We'll be more original and inebriated.
Yes, and we'll be podcasting from... A different room, maybe.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just pictured us podcasting from like a bomb shelter. Or something. That would be kind of
cool. Okay.
Next time from the bomb shelter. Bye.
Bye.